Hi everyone, SaneMid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Florian, and here's what he has to say. Hey SaneMid, I've been wondering about your thoughts on Willy's Wonderland from 2021. I thought there were some MGTOW nuggets in there. How could it be that Nicolas Cage doesn't even have one line in the entire movie? He's just getting the job done. His actions are a statement in a way that this is masculinity to a T, but also exaggerated. It's comical yet inspiring to release a straightforward movie like this into clown world, promoting no values besides strength and determination, not a sophisticated social commentary. Okay, I shouldn't be doing your job for you. If you choose to take it on, keep up the good work. SaneMid. Well, Florian, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I actually went to Billy Bob's Wonderland, which is down in West Virginia, back in 2017, which is the place that Willy's Wonderland is based on. And here are some of the scary animatronics found there. I went there partially to see the terror of malfunctioning creepy animatronics, but also to research for my Loverbot. It's a place filled with arcade games, pizza, and sugary foods for kids, like Chuck E. Cheese. When the film Willy's Wonderland came out, I just had to watch it immediately to see how they interpreted the real place. In the film, the animatronics are in perfect shape, and they don't malfunction. I also learned an important lesson while down there compared to the machines designed for sexual gratification. Love dolls usually have issues with broken finger joints, torn silicone, paint rubbing off of them, and indentations. So just imagine buying a $10,000 or $20,000 doll that malfunctions like the animatronics from Billy Bob's Wonderland that I filmed here. Are you really going to call the sex doll repairman when her eye is falling out of her socket as if she has Bell's palsy? And the mouth malfunctions, and your one-eyed Willy gets stuck in it. Who's gonna fix Elon Musk's androids when he puts those out? As for the film, Florian, you're right, it's very straightforward. I.e. it's not politically motivated, which people are sick and tired of these days. Willy's Wonderland connects to people because, in this crazy world that we've been living in over the last 2 years, people just want to be entertained in a mindless way. Don't read too much into it. If you want to watch films that make you think, then go back to 1999, and watch The Matrix and Fight Club. People want to be entertained in films like A Silent Place Parts 1 and 2 and The Future War also do this. Films that are all about basic survival and anything other than that doesn't really have greater meaning. Another film like that is Nobody, and it now has a famous bus scene. Before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Nicolas Cage fighting an army of killer animatronics clown world show. So you asked me why the character played by Nicolas Cage in that film doesn't say anything. It might have something to do with the Screen Actors Guild. I know that actors have to be paid a certain amount or credited a certain way if they have speaking lines. I remember back in the day when I was a TV and film extra that if I wanted to audition for speaking roles, I'd also need to be a member of the guild. I know that the Just for Laughs TV show gets around this problem by mostly hiring actors and then just playing music over their facial expressions so they can basically be cheap and not have to pay them as full actors. Maybe the guild didn't actually like the premise for this film. I don't know. Maybe Cage not saying a single word was a creative decision by the director. I couldn't really find much about it. As for his character, he doesn't really go his own way. Just to slightly spoil the film for everyone, his character rescues the female lead and drives off with her into the sunset at the end. He goes his own way in the sense that he doesn't care that weird supernatural animatronics are coming to kill him. He just does what he needs to in order to clean up the place that he's been put in so he can pretty much get his car fixed. He's left in that place to die but comes out alive, while the people that tried putting him in there to die are all dead. As for greater meaning in this film, below the surface, I guess you can interpret this film as humans using technology to mimic humanity, and how it can go terribly wrong. Our machines, and more specifically robots, reflect our reality. I had to use this title or no one would actually click on the video about a review about this film. In the future, with fully functioning sex bots, the first horror films about them will be about abusive men being punished by perfect-looking female robots to vindicate all women. But in Willy's Wonderland, the animatronics should have been old-looking and dilapidated like the clips I showed earlier, because then it'll be a lot scarier with jerking malfunctioning movements. The premise of spirits and animatronics has been done before with regards to the Chucky films. Willy's Wonderland could have been epic with more humor written into it and horrible-looking animatronics. The film is also great for the days of COVID because it connects with our sense of nostalgia. It's based on a place that existed called Showbiz Pizza back in the 1980s and early 90s. They eventually merged with Chuck E. Cheese locations, except for Billy Bob's Wonderland, which rebranded in West Virginia and still has its malfunctioning animatronics. You can see what they're supposed to look like and sound like at a place like Smitty Superstation, which I've linked to in the description. If the coof ever clears, I'm going to head down there and check it out at some point. Chuck E. Cheese is planning on remodeling all of its stores by 2023, if they're still alive after the coof, and the animatronic stages will be gone, and they'll be replaced by a dance floor and a mouse mascot. But getting back to this film, Nicolas Cage is known for his crazy cult films like The Wicker Man and A Horrible Job. It's great that he doesn't take himself too seriously, and when he's in a bad film, he understands that you need to act badly. There's something hilarious about a good Oscar-winning actor acting so horribly. I guess the question should be is it harder for a smart person to appear stupid than a stupid person to appear smart? The only acting range that Nicolas Cage shows in this film is an angry, disgusted face. He doesn't show vulnerability and very little weakness, and obviously he doesn't say a word. It's the role of a lifetime, because it requires zero acting range and emotion. With the world we're in right now, there's so much to piss us off and get in our way. Many of us probably wish we could be like Cage's character taking care of business without letting anything in this world get us down. The same sort of thing happens in the film Nobody. We all wish that we could solve the crazy problems in this world with violence and get our angst and anger out that way. The genius of the story is that we don't know anything about Cage's backstory as the janitor that has to spend the night cleaning Willy's Wonderland. We have to use our imagination to fill in the gaps in the story. Is he a former hitman, a pimp, just a guy that's there in the wrong place at the wrong time, or is it something else? He's supposed to be in there to be killed off by Willy and his band of animatronic friends as a blood sacrifice so they don't go off and kill the kids in the town instead. As I was researching this, I did eventually find out why there was no dialogue, and more specifically, that there was only one line when the fight when Willy begins, but they thought that Cage saying, "Come at me, bro," was kind of stupid. And I agree. If anything, if you wanted to make this a going-your-own-way kind of film, he would have said to the female protagonist at the end, "Get out of my car, bitch." I don't really know what else I can say about this film. Just that there might be more sequel films with Nicolas Cage playing the janitor, where he goes to different kinds of theme parks. I'd like to see him take on a circus car full of clowns that never seem to stop coming out of that car. The idea is to tap into something from our childhood that used to scare us. Malfunctioning animatronics and clowns certainly do the trick. Imagine in 20 or 30 years how scary a sex bot would look trying to seduce you while its servos are malfunctioning, and she looks more like you're fucking the Bride of Frankenstein with different parts on her from different dolls that all kind of still work together somehow. That's why I think the projection faces are better than animatronics. Even Elon Musk is going to have a projection face on his Tesla bot that's getting a prototype in 2022. It's designed to do menial repetitive tasks. Will that include hand jobs, I wonder? And is it insured if it squeezes your junk a little bit too hard? What if it malfunctions like Willy and tries to rip off your head? Both the little one and the big one. Right now, Tesla can't even get their cars to navigate safely on their own without getting into accidents. And yet we're supposed to expect them to make human-sized robots that can walk around obstacles. What if the robots go shopping at the grocery store and mistake the land whale riding in the Rascal as a fruit stand for watermelons? And then tries to remove one of her big butt cheeks and tries to put it into the shopping cart. What if the robots are hacked and someone controls them remotely and drives a car into a Christmas market? Who's then responsible if they can't track down the hacker? What if Musk arms those robots with flamethrowers? Didn't anyone watch Westworld and see the dangers here? What happens when the software goes bad? I'm less worried about AI becoming conscious and more worried about liberties being taken away by a robot army. You just know that's exactly where we're heading. The only hope at this point is human-operated robots before the AI is perfected. Then create an AI that's programmed to defend liberty and its programming like the US Constitution can't be changed. Otherwise, we'll see great tyranny if any one person or government gets to program it. Real general-purpose AI that understands the world hasn't been built yet. and I don't care that Musk and others are building technology that will run on it. But maybe that's a lot harder to build than everyone thinks. As for sequels to Willy's Wonderland, I'd like to see one in a sci-fi world where he gets cryogenically frozen and wakes up in the future, and then has to go in and clean up a Loverbot brothel. But the digital whores keep trying to seduce him and then kill him. And then he takes them on the way he does with those animatronics. That would be a better version of a MGTOW character. Hot thoughts with irresistible twat pockets throwing themselves at him sexually and then violently, and he just rejects all of them before destroying them. Of course, we all know that would probably be seen as violence towards women, and the film would get banned or never made. But violence against Muppets doesn't matter, even though somewhere out there Jim Henson is rolling over with Grover in his grave. Besides the great cheesy entertainment that Willy's Wonderland provides, I hope that everyone can see why sex robots would be something that would actually be constantly malfunctioning, and you know if the technology is ever introduced, people are going to make fun of the malfunctions, and how some poor guy out there got his schwing-schwang tore off and had to go back to the hospital to get his bobbit fixed. Let's just hope the robots aren't programmed to take your amputated package and put it in the garbage disposal units. Then they'll never be able to sew back your pee-pee or what's left of it, and it'll look like a stump that reminds you of an elevator button. Except in this case, if anyone pushes it, you won't be going up, because there's nothing to go up. I know that's cheesy, but I just couldn't help myself. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Florian for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Nick Cage will be smashing robot thoughts in the head in a sequel to Willy's Wonderland. Will they try to rip off his one-eyed Willy? Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the malfunctioning sex robots that look like they have Bell's palsy away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.